Okay, today is Daf Hey. Today is Daf Hey. We're on Daf Hey, and today's shir is sponsored by. Let me get all the names. It's sponsored by the Daskal family, Lezecher Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, the Freud family, Lezecher Nishmas Zev Ben Aaron Mordechai, and the Shaman family, Lezecher Nishmas Moshe Aaron Ben Yisrael. And the learning should be aliyah for all the neshamas. So here we go. We were talking yesterday about when you're surrounded by somebody else. So now, Runya, and we had Runya about 2 or 3 weeks ago, in the end of Baba Metzia. Runya was a fellow. Akve Ravina Me'ar Baruch Hasav. Ravina surrounded Runya on 4 sides. So Ravina put up the fence, the wall, on all 4 sides, and said to Runya, you pay. Right? That's what happened. He went to Runya and said, you pay. And we said yesterday that that's the halacha. If you build the wall on all 4 sides, you build the fence on all 4 sides, the guy in the middle benefited, and he should have to pay. The question is, what does he have to pay?
Yeah, but we have
Rabbi Yossi
according to one of the
Lashonis,
he doesn't have to give anything.
So Amalei, Havli, Bama, Kama, Degadri, pay me, says Ravina says to Runya, so pay me something. Amalei, Lo Yavli, he didn't pay. Havli, Lefi, Kanam, Bezol, at least pay me as if it was some cheap thing. I built a good wall, at least pay me for some cheap wall, like we said yesterday. Lo Yavli, still wouldn't pay. Then he said, Havli, Agar, Netirusa. At least pay me for, as now that it protected your wall, that protected your property, at least pay me what you'd pay some shomer.
But yes, there wasn't the case when you built 3 walls and the guy built a 4th, so they agree with that?
So we said that either way build a 4th wall. The chiddush was that even if the Runya would build a 4th wall, he could have to pay for the first 3. Here, he didn't build any of them, but he's protected. So he said, no, Lo Yavle wouldn't pay even for the price of what it would cost me to have a shomer. Right? Isn't this better than a shomer? So Yom Echad, one day, Havikagadar Dikli, he was collecting branches, whatever. This was a Ravina. Amalei Larise, so Runya was out there collecting. So Ravina said to his sharecropper, Zil Shekal Minei Kibrua Da Ahini. Go seize from Runya a cluster of grapes. Go take a cluster of grapes from Runya. Some payment I'm entitled. Something. Right, Runya's out. What did I say?
Dates.
I said dates. It's not grapes? I'm sorry, dates. Okay. Azal Lasuye. He went to go seize from Runya. Ramalei Kala. He started screaming. I'm being attacked. Right? Amalei. Kalisa Daitcha. Deminach Nichale. You're happy that there's a wall here. Because now that you're being attacked by me, by my sharecropper, right? You're all offended. So you see that I proved to you that you benefited. You should pay me something. Lo yehi ela iza ba'alma milo bar netirusa. Even if it was a goat, some stray animal, wouldn't you require some shmira? So amalei iza ba'alma lav lachluye boy. A goat doesn't bother. I don't need to pay somebody to get rid of a goat. I do that myself. I don't need to pay somebody for that. Amalei, v'lo gavra bayis demichlele. What about if it was a person? You're right. Okay, so an animal, it's from, not going to be a lion. An animal, some stray animal, a dog. You can't get rid of the dog by itself. You need a shomer for that. What about if it's a person? How do you get rid of the person? You need a guard, right? So Asala came to Ravina. They came in front of Ravina. Amalei, I'm sorry, Asala came to Rava. I'm reading. Amalei, zil paise bimad epayes. Says Rava, Runya has to pay what Ravina asked for. What did Ravina ask for? He asked for even the payment of a guard. Ravina kept going down in his demand. First he wanted to pay. Then he said, you know what, I'll even take that. So Rava said, pay him that. V'ilo, and if you don't pay him that, da'anina lachdina ki Rav Huna aliba de Rav Yossi. I'm going to paskin like Rav Huna according to Rav Yossi, that you have to pay for everything as if it's a golden wall. Right, whatever he built, you got to pay half of that. Pay in the guards, which is a much less than that. Otherwise, I'll paskin like this. Right. So, what kind of thing is that? Pay in this, otherwise I'll paskin like this. If that's the halacha, then that's the halacha. If it's not the halacha, it's not the halacha. So, what kind of threat is that? What's Rav saying? You better pay. He asked for the wall cost $10,000. He comes to him and you pay me $5,000. When he says no. All right, pay me $3,000 at least At least if it was a cheaper thing. No. Pay me at least $500 if we had a guard there. No. Comes along, Rava, pay him $500. If you don't pay him $500, I make you pay $5,000. What kind of halacha is that? Right, what kind of thing is that? So first of all, the Rama says, you see from this Gemara, that if you're tainaing something in front of a Beis Din, and Beis Din realizes it's a pretty bad taina, it's much better tainas, Beis Din doesn't have not supposed to say anything. Right? Same thing with, right? If you're a bad lawyer, and you're putting forth bad claims, you have better claims to put forth, it's not the judge's responsibility to tell you how to be a lawyer, how to do your case. Reuven comes to Shimon with a taina, and the judge, the dying sitting there, says, oh my goodness, what a bad attorney this guy has. He could have much better tainas against this guy. There's something over here. What would Rava say? Pay him whatever you're asking for. Give him the $500. I could dial the $5,000. Right? It's not my job to tell you how to be a lawyer. Very interesting halacha.
Because you should have come to him in the first place.
What?
I don't say why. What he waited for in the first place.
Who? Ravina. What do you wait for? Right.
The title.
He knew that court takes time. He's going to go quicker if he goes straight to the
guy. Right. But he kept lowering his demand.
Exactly.
He kept lowering his demand. He didn't have to do that. Because the halacha really is, you have to pay half. So Rava said, that's the answer to the question. The question was, what kind of halacha is this? Pay him 500, and if not, I'll make you pay 5,000. What kind of thing is that? So the answer is, because that's the mila of trying to make a pshara. Right? It's all Rava wanted. It's all Ravina wanted. He said, I'll take $500. Give me five. So why should I make his life more miserable? This is what he's entitled. This is what he's asking for, Ravina. He could ask for more, but he's not. So the halacha have the greatest of the miles of a pshara. Okay, I'll give him a pshara. He wants 500. I'll push for the 500. Right? Okay, if he doesn't pay that, then I'll throw the halacha at him. The halacha is you gotta pay 5,000. Okay. Runya, once upon a time, Zavin Ara Amitzra de Ravina. He bought land next to Ravina's property. Okay? He bought land next to Ravina's property. Sava Ravina l'saluke misham dina de bar mitzra. So Ravina tried to get Runya out of there because there's a halacha called bar mitzra, which means that the adjacent property to you, you have first rights to buy it. So Runya came along and bought it. So Ravina's like, that's not the halacha. You have to get out of there. Right? I have first choice. If I don't want it, then you can buy it. But I wasn't even offered it. You came along and snuck in and bought it. Amalei Rav Safra bereid Rav Yeva l'Ravina. So Rav Safra, the son of Rav Yeva, said to Ravina, let it go. What do you mean, let it go? People say, Arba l'tzala, arba l'tzlala. Four for the hide, and four for the tanner. What does that mean, four for the hide and four for the tanner? There are five explanations what that means. Rashi says what it means is, atzala doesn't mean a hide and a tanner. Atzala, it's four for the tzala and four for the talala. Atzala is a poor man, and a ratan, and a talala is a rich hidesman. You have a poor guy and a rich guy. Now, right? Each of them require the same amount to work on the hides. Just one has a booming business and one doesn't have a booming business. But it's the same expenses for them. Right? So therefore, what Rashi says, what he's telling him was, listen, Runya is a poor man. You're a rich man. He also needs to make a living. Let him have that land. Make a living. That's Rashi's pshat.
That's the question.
Yeah. What?
Doesn't answer the question.
The last answer is going to include all four other answers because you'll see in a minute. That's Rashi's pshat. Rashi gives another pshat that it's a mashal that that Runya owned the field on the other side. He owned the field on the other side. So really, now that Runya bought this field, Ravina's field's in the middle. There's a Runya field, Ravina's field, and then Runya's field. You understand? So it's sort of like a sandwich. So halachically, maybe he's entitled Rashi's first shot sounded like it's the Mishur Tzadid, which is what the last answer is going to be. You're right. So if Lina Shuritz didn't, let him have it. He needs it more than you. That's the last answer. This pshat seems to say like it's like a halachic thing. No, that's a halachic. When do you say Dina de Bar Mitzvah? Do you have to own it on three sides or even on one side? So Runya owned it even on one side. He was also entitled. That's the second pshat. Tosfos says a very similar thing to that. That it was a halachic issue about Dina de Bar Mitzvah, right? And he owned it on one side, Runya, so he is entitled to it. That's what he's telling him. The same thing for whether you own it on one side or you own it on three sides. It makes no difference. The Bar Mitzvah, so Runya's right. Runya's right. What does the statement mean? There's four for the Tzala and four for the Tzala. The same price, whether you own a little bit of, you're adjacent a little bit, or whether you're adjacent a lot. Tosfos gives another answer that Runya was an Aris. Runya was an Aris. He wasn't the owner, he was an Aris. And he was working on the whatever field was next to it. So what's the purpose why there's a Dina Bar Mitzvah? The reason why there's a Dina Bar Mitzvah is it's cruel that the guy's fields shouldn't be next to each other. Right? Make the guy plant one over here and then one down the block. They're right next to each other. It's much easier. So the what they were saying was, Runya's an Aris. So the same halacha, the same svar applies for an Aris. Right? The same svar applies for an Aris. What meaning what? He's working here. Runya's working here. Oh, true, it's not his field. But he gets a percentage out of it. So he's working here. So let him have the field right next to it. It's also by Metzor. Same svar applies to him. Not just to the owner, but even to a guy like an Aris. And the last pshat is from the Yad Ramah. He says like this: What he was telling him was what Rav Safra was telling him was in Arba Latzala, Arba Latzala. A rich man has the same four amos to be buried in, and the poor man has the same four amos to be buried in. At the end of the day, they're both buried in the same graveyard. The rich man and the poor man. You hear? So he was telling him, let him have it. Like a Midas Chasidus, let him have it. He's a poor man. You're going to both end up in the same place after 120. Might as well let him have it. That's what Yad Ramah says. Okay? You like that? to warm your heart for Erev Shabbos. Okay. Next Mishnah. Kosel Chatzer Shenafal. If the wall fell down, Mechayvin Oso Livnoso. You have to rebuild it. Ad Arba Amos. Until four Amos. Now, Reuven and Shimon. The wall falls down. Reuven says to Shimon, we gotta help rebuild it. Shimon says, no problem. Send me the bill. You know better. Send me the bill, I'll pay for half, 100%. Now, but only up to four amos. Right? But you want to build taller than that? It's a machlokas if the Reuven's allowed to. If Reuven says to Shimon, I'll charge you for the four amos, I'll build it taller. It's a machlokas if he's allowed to. Some say yes, some say no, because it weakens the wall.
Learned before there was according to the Minhag Abedina?
Yeah.
Depends what's...
That was the thickness. This was talking about height.
The thickness?
Yeah. That was how thick the wall has to be.
There wasn't a height?
No. So four amos is the standard height. So...
No, when you talk about the Hezek Re'ia thing, what do you mean the thickness? That was a height.
That wasn't.
No?
No. We never said more than anything other than the four amos. Because the normal person is four amos. So you look out, it's 8 feet tall. What if it has to be 20 feet tall? For what reason? If you want to build 20 feet tall, there's a machlokas rishonim if you're allowed to. Some say no, because you're going to weaken the wall. Anyway, b'chezkas shenasan ad sheyavi raya shelo nasan. Then Reuven says to Shimon, knew where's the half you promised to pay? And Shimon says, I paid it. I gave you the check. Don't you remember I gave you the check? Shimon's believed, unless Reuven brings a raya otherwise. Why is he believed? So Rashi says, in the second Rashi here in the Mishnah, Im Amar Ha'echad La'achas Shebino. If after it's built, Shimon says, "Ani Asisi Mishali, Ani Asisi Mishali Shelo Ratzah Zeh La'Siyani V'Tavoh Chatzi Hayitzia." I put up the wall. Now pay me half. Reuven says that. V'Zeh Amar Nasati Chelki. I already paid. I gave you the money. Now money's believed. Why is he believed? Why is he believed? We'll see in the Gemara. Midalat Alaz Ulamaila. Here, four amos and above, ain't mechayiv and oso. You're not mechayiv to build it more than that, And like I said, there's a machlokes Rishonim. The Ritva says you're allowed to. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh say you're not allowed to. Okay. Now, I'm not 100% sure what the next case looks like. Samach lo kosel acher. So Reuven says to Shimon, I'm going to build the wall. The wall fell down. I'm going to build the wall, and I'm going to charge you for half. Shimon says, no problem. Right? Then Reuven says to Shimon, "Nu, where's the money?" Shimon says, I paid you already. He's believed. Now, samach lo kosel achar. If Shimon puts up another wall, I guess in his own property, which has nothing to do with Reuven, and nasan alav es hatikra, and then he puts on a roof, afal bishalo nasan, even if he didn't put the roof on yet, megalgalin alav es hakol, he has to pay for the entire expense of the wall. Why?
Even above four amos.
Why? Because he showed he wanted it so badly, because he was waiting for that wall to be built, to build another, some kind of other shed in his property. He's going to use that wall for one of the walls. Even if he didn't put a roof on yet. By him building this other wall, shows how much he wants that wall, he has to pay the whole thing. Even above four amos, even if it's above four amos. However, but there's a chazaka that he doesn't pay for that extra height until you bring a raya that he did pay. Okay? Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rish Lakish. Ready for this? Hakoveyaz man lechaveiro. If the time comes, I lend you money, and the time comes for the money to pay me back, v'amar lo peraticha besoch zmani. And I come to you, I say, nu Simcha, where's the money you owe me? And Simcha says, it's due today. I paid you 3 weeks ago, I paid you early. Besoch zman, in the middle of the zman. Eino neman. Simcha is not believed to say that. Why not? Halavai, she probably bismano. Halavai, pay me when you're supposed to pay me. Nobody prepays a loan. Nobody does that. Right? Tosva said something very interesting. He says, that's only true if we had a time limit for how long the money was supposed to be. I lend you money, Mati comes to me and says, I need to borrow $1,000. Okay, fine, when are you paying back? 3 months from now. So, Tosva, I come and say, where's the money? Oh, I paid you a month ago already. You're not believed. Why? Nobody prepays. Says Tosva, that's only true if I gave you a specific date when the loan is due. But if I stop and lent you money, I never said a word. I never said when you have to give it back. Then, if you prepay, you believed. What's the reason for that? So says Tosfos, even though Stam loan is Shloshim Yom, if we don't say it's Stam, it's Shloshim Yom, but the guy's a little embarrassed knowing that Lamaisa, we never made up a time. If you gave me 3 months to pay back, so I'm not embarrassed to wait. That's what we made up. So to have the money, I can still wait. And if I prepay, I'm not believed. But if we never made up a Tzman, the Halacha says I have 30 days. But the guy's embarrassed, the Tosfos says, the guy's embarrassed. He has money, he's not giving it back. So if he prepays, he's believed. Interesting. Okay? Anyway, Abayev Rav Amar Tavayu, of an Ivnish, to par baby's money, a person is believed to prepay. If he is believed, it's a machlokas between Rish Lakish and Abaye and Rava. Why? Zimnin, sometimes, the Misram Malay Zuse, the guy's got some cash somehow. He got some money. Armin, he says, Ezel Apare, I'll go pay him back. Kiechid Lo Litrudan. He shouldn't make me a big tircha. He's going to schlep me to Bez Din. I'll pay him now. I meet him now. I see him now. I'm here now. I'll pay him now. Right? Says Tosfos, Abaye and Rava only hold this din if there's a chiv to pay. For example, a loan. So, yeah, I'm giving a guy a prepay a loan. Why was he going to prepay? He has the money now. But if the chiv is not 1,000% going to happen, then nobody prepays. Like what? He gives two examples to us. Pidgin Aben. Nobody prepays Pidgin Aben. Why? Maybe the baby won't make it. I'm not going to prepay. Nobody does that. And another case is, he says a house, renting on a house. Because Allah says if the house falls down, I don't have to pay rent anymore. There's no house. I'm not going to prepay rent at a house. I'm not going to be here. Then no one does that. But a loan, I got to pay it anyway. Have to pay no matter what. Have the money now, I'll pay it now.
What about a worker's wages?
So that's what we're going to get to that in a minute.
Okay.
We're going to, not worker's wages, Yeah, we'll see in a minute. Right? Now, Tanan, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that Bechezkas Shenosan, Adjovi Raya Shalonosan. If you paid, you're believed that you paid until you bring a Raya, you didn't pay. Where's your half of the bill for the wall? That paid it. You believed until you bring a Raya otherwise. Now, 1 minute. Hey, Chidami, when did this neighbor come to you and say, "Nu, where's the money?" And you said, "Oh, I paid." When did that happen? If you say I paid it on time, it's a pshita. I don't need a Mishnah for that. Why? Because everybody holds that if you say you paid on time, you're believed. The only machlokas was if you say you paid early. That's a machlokas. On time, no one disputes that. So God comes to new, where's the money? So I paid it already. When did you pay? On time. Of course you believed. It's pshita. You understand? You look puzzled. You good? Becheskas shenasan. There's a chazaka that you paid on time. That is a chazaka about. Elalav, rather it must be, the amale particha b'sofz mani. You must be, you said I prepaid. Alma, what do you see? Alma, what do you see? Avad inish depari b'sofz mani. People do prepay. Like who? Like Abaye and Rava said that. It's a kashan Rish Lakish. Right? Right? So is this a kashan what we just said before? That they only hold that if it's something you have to pay? The answer is yes. You have to pay the wall. Right? It's a chiv to pay this wall. It's not like Pidyon HaBen. Maybe it's not going to come through. Maybe it's not going to happen. Or some renting. And maybe it's not going to... No, you have to pay this wall, right? So the Gemara says, no. Shiny Hacha. It's different over here. Why? The Chol Shafa V'Shafa Zmanihu. Every row, every brick... What does Shafi mean? A brick? A row? Every row, I'm chayef to pay for half that row. So it's always Bizman. What do you mean prepay? You can't prepay. You paid before we even started building it. That's not the case. So what happened? I'm building the wall, and now I come to you and say, "Can you pay for half the wall?" I paid it already. So what do you see? You see, prepaying is not prepaying. It's on time. Why? Because every minute that you're building that wall, you're chayav to pay half. So it's always on time. No such thing as prepaying in this case. No such thing. Good. Toshma, let's try to bring a raya from the second half of the Mishnah. What'd that say? That said that if you want to build it very tall, and then Shimon builds another wall at his property, he's going to make some kind of gazebo, what do you see? Ooh, he wants that extra height. So he has to pay for the extra height. Right? He wants the extra height. He's excited about it. He's building another three walls to make some gazebo for himself. So what do you see? Even he didn't put the roof on yet. Now he has to pay for everything. But there, since it's voluntary, there... Chazaka shalom nasan, there's a chazaka you didn't pay, ad sheyavi raya shenasan, until you prove it paid. So again, hey chidami, what's that case? Ile madam le particha bizmani, if you say I paid on time, am I low? Well, you're not believed. I paid on time. Right? Ella lav, it must be, the amale, you said, praticha besog zmani. I prepaid. And you're not believed. Alma, what do you see? Lo avet inish depar begay bizmani. Nobody prepays. Like, who said that? Not Abaye and Rava. That's Rish Lakish. So it's a kasha on Abaye and Rava. So the Gemara answers, shiny hacha. Here it's different. Why is it different over here? Because here, what's the case? They build a wall, and Reuven says to Shimon, I want to build it more than 4 amos. I want to build 10 amos. And Shimon says, go right ahead. And to some Rishonim tell you, you're allowed to do that. Then what happened now? Shimon, they come look, and Shimon's building like a whole gazebo over here. Right? So now Reuven says to Shimon, you have to pay me for the extra 6 amos of height. I was gonna pay the whole thing myself. But you have to chip in now. Why? Because you want it. Right? Now, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? He has to pay, but if he says I paid, he's not believed until he brings a raya that he paid. Right? He's not believed to say I paid already. Right? Why not? Why not? Why not? Because it was like a voluntary payment.
Wait a minute. Are we mixing up two cases? It seems
there's two separate cases in the Mishnah.
But
yeah.
I'm mixing up technically two different types of cases.
What do you mean?
Case number one is he responsible for paying for half of the second section
of the extra height?
Of the extra height.
So the answer is if he shows that he wants it.
Once he built a parallel wall and he's going to use it, he showed yes. That's number one.
That's number one.
That has nothing to do with the fact of now is he responsible for this based on saying that he paid earlier. That's two different cases.
So, but the Mishnah said that he's not believed until you bring a raya otherwise. Now, when is he not believed? If he says I paid it on time, everyone's believed. Why not? Why isn't he believed? The only thing is, I prepaid. So nobody prepaid. So
what?
Well, because there's a machlokas between Abaye and Rav and Rish Lakish. So trying to say who's right, this seems to say that Abaye and Rav are wrong.
Because
if you prepay, you're not believed. The only case can be prepaid.
No, but also the case before where he said that every road that you put a brick, you need payment for that.
So then we give the same answer. So we don't give that answer. I don't know if for some reason the Gemara doesn't give that answer. So the Gemara is going to answer. So here's the question, Mati. I prepaid. Why am I not believed? I must be. Now that I prepaid. So the Gemara says, no, here it's different. You know why? Because Shiny Hacha, here it's different. The Amar, because he's thinking to himself, Mi Yemar de Mechayvi Li Rabbanan. Who said they're going to make me pay? Who said they're going to make me pay? Nobody prepays if they're not going to have to prepay. Maybe on a real loan, maybe somebody will prepay. I'm not sure who to hold like.
What is this, an act of admission?
Maybe they're not going to make me pay. Why? Because I really told him he really has to pay. He's building an extra wall height by himself. It's true, I'm building my own gazebo over here, parallel walls, but maybe they're not going to bother me about it. He has to take me to Bezin. Who said all that's going to happen? Therefore, I'm not believed. I'm not believed. Because it's not a regular case. It's not a normal case. I owe you money. It's not a normal thing. I owe you money. He has to sue me for the extra money. Who says it's going to happen? Right? Right. Very good. Okay? Next. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, of the Kabayev Rava. They held like Abaye and Rava. Right? That what? That you could prepay. That you believe somebody to say he prepaid. Mar Baravashi, Avad Kirish Lakish. They held like Rish Lakish. Nobody prepays. Vehilchasa Kirish Lakish. Nobody prepays. Vafilu Miyasmi. Even from Yisomim. What does it mean, even from Yisomim? Says Rashi. Imeis Halove. The Love died. So now the Yisomim owe the Mal the money. It's my father's debt. He prepaid. You don't believe that? Even though we try to always help Yisomim, right? You can still collect from them. Below Shvua, you don't even have to make a Shvua. Below Chayshin on Dilma Pare. When Achoshish, or maybe he prepaid. Nobody prepays. Okay? Vafal Gath, Amar Mar, even though we once learned, Haba, Leproa, Benichse Yisomim, Lo Yifra, Ela B'Shvua. If you want to collect from Yisomim, you have to swear. Over here, chazaka lo avid inish depari bego biznane. Nobody prepays. Nobody prepays. So much so, Rish Lakish is so right and Abaye and Rav are so wrong that even if you want to collect from Yisomim, your mamash don't have to swear. You not even have to make a shvua on Yisomim. Why? It's so clear. Okay? Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll do. You know what? We'll start. We'll go back again tomorrow. Just so early. It's a short daf today. We'll do a little bit more, even though we'll go back and do this tomorrow. Listen to this case. Iboyalahu. Ready for this? Following question was raised. Tavo la'acharzman. I come. Already it was due a week ago, and I come to you and say, no, I gave you an extra week. Can I please have my money now? Right? I gave you an extra week. So can I please have money now? Va'amar lo. Praticha b'solves money. And you say, what do you mean? I paid you early. I prepaid. I paid you early. Now, mahu. Now what's the story? You hear this case?
But we can say
mi amrinan. Do we say b'makom chazaka? It's a chazaka here. What's the chazaka? The chazaka is no one prepays. Nobody pays early. Amrinan mali l'shaker. I already lied. I already lied that I prepaid when you could say I paid on time. Right? Why would he do already do that? Right? Odilma, the makam chazaka, lo amrinan, mali l'shaker. Or we don't say that. What does that mean, we don't say that? That we don't say that, migu. So Rashi says on top, kiven de muchzaklan, it's a chazaka. De ein adam porea b'sauch zmano. Nobody prepays. Lo amrinan, the makam de ikka chazaka, that when you have a chazaka, de more l'dibure, that his words are weakened, mali l'shaker, well, why would I lie? Vilahemno, and believe me that I prepaid, even then we don't believe you. That's the Gemara's question, and the answer will come tomorrow. Everybody have a very good Shabbos. A good Chodesh, a good Shabbos.